Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ricardo Delgado has a master's in biostatistics. His postgraduate studies included microbiology, epidemiology, and immunology. He is the founder of the Fifth Column. Delgado has published videos of electron microscopy taken at the University of Almeria in Spain, of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, showing what can best be described as self-organizing nanostructures. The videos show that as the Pfizer mRNA vaccine evaporates, nano-sized structures begin to form. Multiple structures that appear to be the same things. Things that look like microchips and electronic circuitry. Pfizer has reportedly made 33 different batches, which have all been cataloged in a database, some dangerous and others seemingly innocuous. So these things maybe aren't in every vial. But the FDA has said that they need 75 years to tell us all the details, so maybe they are. At a World Economic Forum 2018 conference, the chief executive officer of Pfizer expressed excitement for invasive nanotech, referring to the recent FDA approval of a tablet with a sensor that can notify medical authorities of compliance.
It is basically a biological chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance.
Later that year, a nano transistor chip is unveiled that replaces silicone with air. Just this week, a COVID implantable microchip developer claimed, "We will be chipped whether we like it or not." There has been much talk about graphene oxide and nanotech in the vaccines, which the media vehemently claims is not true. But how would they know? And why would anyone trust a word that they say about any of this? If there are nanocircuits being created within the bodies of the vaccinated, this would explain the videos we've seen of IP addresses coming from the jabbed, a newly activated network of nanocircuits, unique to each individual. One of the leading experts of nanotechnology, Charles Lieber, has written patents describing a technology that has the potential to self-assemble into tiny computer systems capable of controlling human neurology, which is exactly what Delgado's electron microscopy of the Pfizer jab appears to be. Charles Lieber was just convicted on numerous crimes for working with the communist Chinese in Wuhan, where Pfizer ran a research and development facility. Elon Musk expects to be implanting his Neuralink into human beings this year and claims that they could put you fully into virtual reality, as if this is somehow important for humanity. For humanity, it isn't. But for the transhumanist, it's a necessity. And if you listen to the psychopaths orchestrating all of this, transhumanism is officially their stated goal. And they won't need Elon's implantable chip. With injectable nano-sized circuitry in the human brain and nervous system, non-intrusive wearable tech will do the job just fine. And this is rapidly being developed by Wellcome Leap, a privately run umbrella corporation connecting DARPA, Silicon Valley, and the military, who has tripled their network in less than a year, boasting success for the deadly mRNA vaccines, and pushing to accelerate new ones designed to correct every so-called flaw of the human psyche that stands in the way of productivity to an authoritarian state run by artificial intelligence that monitors and controls their neurological functions 24/7. This is exactly what they say they want by the year 2030. So either the vaccines are a way of interfacing the new transhuman with AI technology, or they're lying, and it's all about depopulation. Which is what the latest data is showing. Natural News recently estimated billions of deaths if it isn't stopped in the next year. It obviously isn't about public health, and whether it's about depopulation or transhumanism, it is a threat to all of humanity. We could ponder until the end about why anyone would want to do this. But the real question is, why are we letting them? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reed.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Mass formation psychosis. One of the terms used to define how they are programming the public to go against reality and logic and basically destroy themselves via mass mental illness that is being programmed. Dr. Mark McDonald, highly recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough, and, of course, Dr. Robert Malone, will be with us in the third hour today. He's written a book on the state of fear and the mind control, and he's going to be laying that out and how you can reach out to others that have been programmed. I really want to interview this individual, but I had obviously some of the issues that came up the last week with some court things I have to deal with. With family issues, so I have to be at a hearing today at 2 o'clock. And so Owen's going to come in and do the interview, but it's a really big interview and it's very important. And he's going to lay out the actual technicals of all of that. People really need to watch this. You really need to see this. And it's something that you need to share with everybody that you know. So he's a very, very prestigious doctor and scientist, and, he again completed 8 years of training at the Psychoanalysis and Psychoanalytic Center of California, PCP, PCC. He's a very well-known psychiatrist. So you want to get into how they've done this. That is coming up in the third hour today. And then Darren J. Beatty is going to be here. He is a doctor of political science. And, of course, has been one of the best researchers out there exposing the clear, provocateured, false flag event that happened 365 days ago on the anniversary of January 6th. We're going to be looking at all of that here today. It is January 6th, 2022, on this Thursday transmission. At this time, a year ago, I was sitting there watching Trump give a speech. And down the road, the feds were busy attacking the undermanned police, and with just a few dozen men breaking through the first barricades, and the rest is history. Then the police standing down waving everybody in so they can get some patsies to put in solitary confinement and set the precedent for Chinese-style torture of political dissidents in America. And we have Ted Cruz praising it all yesterday. Obviously, that's just what's wrong with Ted Cruz is he's smart. He knows what's going on, but he'll bite you. He'll stab you in the back. And he just can't help it. And I also know why Ted Cruz did that, and I'll be talking about that at the start of the next hour and playing the Tucker Carlson clip, where Tucker took him to the woodshed very nicely and very friendly way yesterday. But let me just let the cat out of the bag. I think you probably know why Cruz did that. The whole new system, the whole new cosmology is that the American people are all terrorists and that they've got to round up everybody and shut down any populist movement, any conservative movement, any nationalist movement. And Ted Cruz knows that purge is coming, and he wants to position himself so when the staged terror attacks happen, he can point his finger at the Patriots and say, I'm not with the Patriot terrorist. Instead of saying the evidence shows it's a false flag and the globalists have the motive and we need to stop them staging a false flag sometime in the next 300 days. We're 306 days out from the midterms. And if you don't feel the suspense, if you don't feel the danger, if you can't cut it with a knife, you're not dialed in. The next 306 days is the most important time in human history. Because if America goes down to the Great Reset, the New World Order, Katie bar the door. So that's all coming up today. Also, Ted Nugent's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour. He is really upset at Ted Cruz and others and has a lot to say. So he's going to be popping in. I was talking to him this morning. He was all pissed off. And I said, well, why don't you just come on and talk about it? So he's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour, always on fire, particularly these days. And I'm going to be here till pretty much close to the end of the next hour. We got a very powerful in-depth report we're going to be playing here. A Greg Reese report that's 10 minutes long, not 5 minutes long, on the whole nature of the New World Order and who they are and how they operate now, how the Bilderberg Group is in full control of the Davos Group that they founded, and how that group is in control of the United Nations and the corporate system, not corporate America. There isn't a corporate America. There's a globalist America. We're racing to build a new corporate America with credit card processing and with banking and with telecommunications and everything. And those movements are up and running. A lot of groups are out there doing it. We're working with some of them. We haven't announced that yet. But billions are being invested, not by me. I don't have millions, but billions by others. And the globalists know they're in a race. They know we have the hearts and minds. They know they're losing. And so they're getting ready to try to close the loop. They're getting ready to try to finish not just our nation, but every other nation and bring in a medical tyranny that just is staggeringly evil and dangerous. So that's what's coming up today. We have just unprecedented censorship that, of course, Congress is doing nothing about. So illegal, so criminal. We have the Democrats running around demonizing everybody, saying outlaw members of Congress that even challenge the election, even though the Democrats had done that 4 years before, and they'd done it in 2000. It's totally legal. They're saying, oh, remove them from office. And the same Democrat lawyer that got all those swing states to accept mail-in fake ballots, well, he's pledging to remove members of Congress. And the media is saying that's a great thing, and they're moving ahead with that. So, again, they're trying to purge the military, the police, the good members of Congress. Biden came out and accused Trump of, quote, spinning web of lies while promising to defend democracy. Oh, yes. And so that it was an armed attack by terrorists on the Capitol. And he's got a little buddy helping echo that named Theodore Rafael Cruz. And Cruz knows what's about to happen to America. And, well, he's decided that he's going to join with them and signal that he wants to be part of the vestigial conservative remnant that's left after they fully destroy the country and start putting everybody in FEMA camps. So that's why that's going on. Wow, the COVID news is always more insane each day as we go through it. I didn't get to a lot of it yesterday. I have a bunch of news we can hit and then a bunch of new news where large percentages of schools are now reporting heart attacks on their students. Oh, I've got the mainstream news. They're just like, it's normal. You're going to have heart. You're going to die, too. It didn't used to happen, but it's the new normal. CDC document says it causes that. But if you try to share it on any major platform, not allowed to because, I mean, Google and Twitter, they're liberal, and they want you to die to save the earth. Very liberal. They're doing what they have to do to protect you. Now the AI system is in place. So we have all of that. USPS seeks temporary relief from Biden admins vaccine or test mandate, warning a potential catastrophic impact and collapse of the postal system. Oh, really? That's what the whole plan is of defund the police, fire everybody who won't take a poison shot. I kept wondering, why are they giving us a poison shot up front, putting in a world ID to track that we have the shots? You'd want to give folks a placebo first to have them accept the shots, to then put the global cashless cashless society, social credit score, carbon tax, monitoring, vaccine passport in place, and then you start killing people. But see, they want it where these are behavioral psychologists. They look at how that will then cause panic in smart people who will then leave the system and be fired, and then you get a collapse that causes even more depopulation. And the lockdowns that cause all the big depopulation. And we've got the drumbeat by Biden and other world leaders, like the puppet president up in, or prime minister up in Canada, blaming the lockdowns and the collapse of society and all the deaths from people not getting medical care they needed on the unvaxxed. Of course, all that's not true. Can disprove it with the facts in 5 seconds, but he doesn't care because it's about sicking the general public, pissed about lockdowns, pissed about going bankrupt, pissed about being sick on the unvaxxed. Oh, you took 3-4 shots, but you're still sick. It's the unvaxxed. Oh, you lost your job because of lockdown. It's the unvaxxed. Oh, the third world's collapsing and dying tens of billions of starvation. It's the unvaxxed. No, it's the Great Reset. It's Klaus Schwab. It's Justin Trudeau. They need to go to prison for mass murder.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The only way to get out of this is to realize this is a long-term psychological program to break your will, put you under mass Stockholm syndrome. Term I coined, or the scientific term they use, mass psychosis formation. And what you see in Germany and in Spain and in Australia and in New Zealand and now in Canada is what they're bringing here. It's all the same program. It's all UN run. And now they're saying, oh, healthy people are going to have to go to camps to protect them in the shielding process from people that might have COVID. And none of it's what it seems. None of it is reality based. We've got all the answers on that. We'll be laying it out today. But this is a nightmare takeover. This is an accelerated takeover. And so you've seen them in New Zealand and Australia say you're not allowed to go outside and look at the sunset. Nothing non-essential. Well, look at the sunset. It's essential. Communing with, you know, what God created and that connection to God. The sun's not God, but it's God's artwork. It's God's cathedral. And don't talk to your neighbors, even over a fence. In fact, don't look them in the eyes. That's on billboards and on signs in the UK and in places like Australia. And then you've got government health ministers over major provinces in Canada saying, we're keeping the lockdowns going because we don't want people to talk to each other out in public and stop what we're doing. We're in a transition into the new system. We're getting you ready for climate lockdowns. That's all official. And now they're rolling it all out. Think about that. And what has Australia now announced? Oh, the unvaccinated. Which, what do people that have had the vaccines and those that haven't have in common? You'll never be fully vaxxed. There's always more, more, more. They admit that now. And I warned you almost 2 years ago this was coming. Here we are. Because it's a plan. We know the globalist plan. It should be easy to defeat it if people just admit how predatory it is and educate themselves about it and then stop complying. They're now saying in Australia that you can't go outside and exercise if you don't have your little travel pass. So there it is. Now you can't leave your house unless you have the digital ID and then everything it takes to get that ID, the social credit score you must comply with, including the carbon taxes, the injections, all of it. And you are now in a prison planet. Remember, for 15, 20 years, we had the website prisonplanet.com. And then we just went ahead and made it a redirect to InfoWars.com. But it had been our backup site for years. And for a time, got bigger than InfoWars a decade ago. People said, why do you call it a prison planet? Well, I read the globalist documents, and what they were building was a prison planet. And then once everybody's in the prison planet, getting sicker and dying and had 10, 15 shots, the government says it's the uninjected. They're the reason you're sick. We've got to finally put them in camps. And we can't let them be lazy. They're going to have to work in the camps. Now, how do I know that? Well, it's historically happened before with authoritarians, demonizing a group and doing that to them for some reason. They make up different reasons. But it's also in the CDC documents from a year and a half ago that they want that here where, oh, we're going to put people that don't take the shots in camps and we're going to make you work. Oh, isn't that good? So they're going to bring the chain gangs back. But Germany says, screw that. We're just going to come door to door starting February 1st and forcibly inject you. That's why Biden put in his new terrorism directive of June of this year that it's the unvaccinated or the terrorists. Then I had a Army Green Beret doctor in here yesterday, who one of the top advisors to the governor of Texas, saying he's taken hundreds of vaccines and never got sick since he's been in the Army since 1983. He's taken hundreds and never got really sick, even including the anthrax shot that was really dangerous. But, oh, he says he's lost a lot of his acuity in his mind since he took the second shot. He was in here yesterday. He told you that. Incredible brain fog, you name it. Medical doctor. That's the reality of this. This is a weapon system that the globalists are inducting us into. So here is the government of Australia, the criminals, announcing what's coming to your town, your city, your country. You don't get to go outside. You don't get to exercise. You do what we say. We're going to take you to prison. And then next, of course, oh, you can't pay your rent or you can't pay your mortgage. Well, you're going to go to the camp. And they've now announced that. They're building huge camps all over the world for us. Here it is.
I will now go through each of these decisions. First, the lockout. The fully vaccinated can continue as they were. For people who are not vaccinated, lockdown rules will apply to everyone 16 and above. If you are not fully vaxxed, stay home. You are at greater risk of catching COVID, becoming ill, and needing hospital care. You may only leave home for three reasons. Medical treatment, including COVID testing or vaccination. For essential goods and services like groceries, power tokens, medications. To provide care and support to a family member or person who cannot support themselves. You cannot travel more than 30 kilometres from your home when leaving for one of the three reasons, or the nearest practical destination. If you need to go to the hospital and it's more than 30 kilometres from your home, that's okay. There are only three reasons to leave the home now, not five. Work is not a reason to leave the home for the unvaccinated. The Chief Health Officer has also determined that restriction of movement is critical right now and that 1 hour of exercise for the next 4 days is not essential. Remember, these restrictions only apply to those who are not fully vaccinated.
So they said it was all coming and you're never really fully vaccinated. And this is the collapse of civilization. So you're going to go bankrupt. We're going to deny you the right to work. And you're going to just stay at home till you take this. Because here's the deal. They're going to claim a new bioweapons release in a year or two that's going to kill billions. Really, it's the shot you've taken. I'm sorry to have to tell folks, but a lot of you, unless we find how to reverse this, are dead. I mean, it's just the way it is. Doesn't matter if you're in the military, who you are. But that's why key globalist personnel are given the saline shot. They're all in on it, too. They know. They're giving the conservatives, the Christians, the people's property they want. They've got actuaries. They've got databases. And it's incredible, ladies and gentlemen. And so you see it all happening. Here is the criminal that says he loves dictatorship and wants to be a dictator like Xi Jinping and he admires China's dictatorship. Those are quotes. Blaming people that haven't taken the shots for the lockdowns when for the first year of it there weren't even shots. And they admit that not letting people get their medical care was a government directive of the chief health officials, the chief dictators. But here he is blaming everybody else that's getting sick from the shots, everybody else with things going bankrupt and society falling apart, not on their lockdowns, not on the Great Reset, not on Klaus Schwab, not on their plan to do all this in their own admissions, but no, on the people that are smart enough to not take these poisons. They're making their move. The great depopulation is here. All the top scientists we talked to are on record agreeing. This is real. Ted Nugent's coming up to break it all down, but here is the criminal, the actual archetypal villain, Trudeau.
When people are seeing cancer treatments and elective surgeries put off because beds are filled with people who chose not to get vaccinated, they're frustrated. When people see that we're in lockdowns or serious public health restrictions right now because the risk posed to all of us by unvaccinated people, people get angry.
He's the one that did it. They're the ones that ordered it all. They're the ones that put you in the endless fake emergency you never get out of. He says the people are angry. Well, yeah, now they're going to start hurting us. They're going to hurt us either way, aren't they?
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But They're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Republican senators. What are they busy doing? Well, they're busy repeating the talking points that Merrick Garland has written for them. Here's one example.
We are approaching a solemn anniversary this week. And it is an anniversary of a violent terrorist attack on the Capitol, where we saw the men and women of law enforcement demonstrate incredible courage, incredible bravery, risk their lives to defend the men and women who serve in this Capitol.
Now, let's be honest. Everyone who's conservative appreciates Ted Cruz. You may not like him, but you got to appreciate him. He's legitimately smart. He's one of the more articulate people to serve in the Congress, maybe the most articulate. He doesn't use a single word by accident. Every word Ted Cruz uses is used intentionally. He's a lawyer. He described January 6th as a violent terrorist attack. Of all the things that January 6th was, it was definitely not a violent terrorist attack. It wasn't an insurrection. Was it a riot? Sure. It was not a violent terrorist attack. Sorry. So why are you telling us that it was, Ted Cruz? And why are none of your Republican friends who are supposed to be representing us and all the people who have been arrested during this purge saying anything? What the hell's going on here? You're making us think maybe the Republican Party is as worthless as we suspected it was. That can't be true. Reassure us, please, Ted Cruz.
All right. And you know that sound, that great rock anthem, it means Ted Nugent's here to talk about Ted Cruz and so much more. And people say, hey, that happened a year ago. Why are you harping on January 6th? Well, there's hundreds of people still in solitary confinement being tortured like they're in North Korea, some of which were completely unviolent. While the Democrats burned down $3 billion of equipment and killed dozens of people, but that's called mostly peaceful. And now they're building on the back of this the new anti-terror apparatus. Is it for the Taliban or Al-Qaeda? They say the main threat is conservatives and Christians and gun owners, Waco, on a mass scale. Joining us is Ted Cruz in the year, not Ted Cruz, is Ted Nugent to talk about Ted Cruz and more in the year 2022. So, Mr. Nugent, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, greetings to you, Alex, and I got to tell you, I sincerely wish everyone a happy new year, 2022, but it's going to be quite a challenge to remain happy with all the toxicity and the treason, the dishonesty. And I guess I could start off by saying two things. A big salute to you for being the cockroach spotlighter. You're doing the job that the founding fathers wanted all Americans to do, to be suspicious of everything, especially the government and the media, and to stand up for the self-evident truth-based constitutional Bill of Rights, God-given individual gifts. But I salute you, Alex, and I also salute the great Tucker Carlson. But boy, does that guy have a cockroach spotlight that deserves an award. And especially as we salute those who are standing up for good over evil, I sent a text condemning, absolutely condemning, the otherwise great Ted Cruz, who I helped get elected in every instance because he is a constitutionalist. But my God, talking about entering the dark side, every word out of Ted Cruz's mouth that you just played from the Tucker Carlson show was an absolute lie and a viciously treasonous misrepresentation of what actually took place on January 6th. What happened to Ted Cruz?
And set the record straight, Ted Nugent, about what really happened on January 6th.
Well, and again, you know, I often repeat the obvious that I'm just a guitar player, but I'm actually a We the People experimenter and self-government guitar player, which means I'm tuned in to the world around me, especially the only experiment in self-government, their sacred United States of America. And here's what happened on January 6th. President Trump did a speech and a presentation and had a rally with good conservative families supporting God, family, country, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, that man in the arena work ethic that has created the greatest quality of life in the history of the world. Then Ray Epps and a bunch of other saboteurs, a bunch of other provocateurs, federal protected provocateurs, organized a rally. Well, it was supposed to be a peaceful protest, but those that created violence, those that turned it into a riot, those were Black Lives Matter punks, those were Antifa punks, and those were Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, J. Edgar Hoover punks that perpetrated all the violence, all the violent activity, dressed in Trump regalia. Who the hell doesn't know this?
Absolutely. I got up this morning and more than 50 publications, I couldn't even keep track of it all, MSN, Newsweek, The New York Times, they all ran the same type of headlines that Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh, here's some of the headlines, that Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh are the cause of January 6th. So Limbaugh was barely alive then, and they were blaming Rush Limbaugh. This is incredible.
Well, again, the First Amendment guarantees the self-evident truth and God-given right that we the people experiment in self-government. The only example of that in the history of humankind, a King George, bite me, and anybody who wants to play King George, you're in for a Concord bridge, you dirtbags. And the point is, we had a peaceful protest, but when you have real terrorists, when you have real treasonous Marxists like Black Lives Matter and Antifa, and God help us all, Alex, actual agents of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, no wonder they don't wince, no wonder they don't cringe and jerk violently when they enter a building that says J. Edgar Hoover over the front and then allow a punk like James Comey to be their director. And I know there's some great FBI agents out there that are angry at me for saying that, but the reason you're angry is because you're guilty. And the fact that you are taking some heat, Alex, along with the great Rush Limbaugh and myself and President Trump and the good conservative families of America, proves that Uncle Sam is the most dangerous threat to the United States of America, because the enemies of America turned a peaceful protest, as ushered in by law enforcement, as ushered in by the provocateurs of the FBI undercover, as orchestrated by the Ray Epps federal punks of the world. And then people are still in jail. What are we going to get on the trains to go to our showers next? This is unbelievable. January 6th is not like Pearl Harbor. January 6th is not like 9/11. You lying, dishonest, treasonous, America-hating punks on the left. You're heading for a bruising, my friends.
Well, as Tucker Carlson said, as you said, Ted Cruz is very smart. He doesn't just say stuff for no reason. He knows they're getting ready to frame America with more false flags and demonize the populist pro-America, you know, Ted Nugent, you know, Second Amendment type, you know, Alex Jones type movement. And so he's trying to get ahead of that, I believe, before the midterms. My spidey sense, plus all the pre-programming I see, Ted, tells me that the next 306 days, the deep state's going to try to pull something off bigger than January 6th and blame it on us.
Well, that's their modus operandi, isn't it? But I got to tell you, if I can take a deep breath, because it's difficult with all this horrible evil running amok at the hands of the media and not just the Democrats, but the Republicans that haven't found their balls yet. And academia and the unions are the worst that I've ever seen in my 73 years. America, take a deep breath and be sure you let your mayor, your senator, your congressman, your governor, and the White House know on a regular basis. I would say at this point, during these tragic times, on a weekly basis, communicate with your elected employees and let them know that you know January 6th was not an insurrection. It was not Pearl Harbor, and it was not 9/11. It had nothing to do with any of those horrific events. And to allow this lie to continue is really the responsibility of people that know the truth. And if we don't demand the truth, especially from a guy like Ted Cruz, last night I immediately texted Ted, because he's been an ally for conservative values and constitutional rights all of his life. And for him to turn like he did last night, I'm hoping Ted Cruz will take a deep breath. And he's going on Tucker tonight. I got word from both entities that Ted Cruz will be on Tucker Carlson tonight to try to explain himself. But the only
Ted Nugent, I know you got to go soon. Do 5 more minutes with the other side to finish up with this and hit on the forced inoculations. Stay with us, Ted Cruz. Ted.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
All right, we've been talking about Ted Cruz. We've got Ted Nugent, who I think has the rock and roll anthem, Stranglehold, but you got to hear him if you haven't. Play the Star Spangled Banner, it's even better. And he's got a new great hit single out there as well, Come and Take It, that we've been playing that we absolutely love. We want to drive that to number one on the charts on Spotify and iTunes. It's already close. But Ted, getting back to the big issue at hand, you were getting cut off by the break talking about Tucker Carlson and calling out what Ted Cruz did yesterday. For me, I think you and people like Tucker Carlson are the model of America. You're just populist. You believe in our basic rights and freedom, and that should unify people around all that. And to have Ted Cruz putting out the same talking points as Chuckie Schumer and the Democrats that are also a lie is super dangerous. And I think it spotlights, as you like to say, the reason we keep losing this country is we know the Democrats are bad, but if we didn't have Republicans continually stabbing us in the back, we would turn this country around. What's your view on that? Ted Nugent. May have lost audio to him. Ted.
I got you.
So, Ted, continuing here, how do we create a populism in America and take the country back?
You got me all right?
Yeah, we may have had an issue here with the sound. But guys, can you punch his phone back up for me in there? Ted, are you sure you can't hear me? All right, well, thank you, Ted. Yeah, I'm having a phone system issue in here. Ted, can you hear me?
Truth.
and the truth shall make us free. We shall know the truth. Well, here is the God's truth about January 6, 2021. Close your eyes. Go back to that day. What do you see? Rioters rampaging, waving for the first time inside this Capitol. Confederate flag that symbolized the cause to destroy America, to rip us apart. Even during the Civil War, that never, ever happened. But it happened here in 2021. What else do you see? A mob breaking windows, kicking in doors, breaching the Capitol. American flags on poles being used as weapons, as spears. Fire stingers being thrown at the heads of police officers. A crowd that professes their love for law enforcement assaulted those police officers, dragged them, sprayed them, stomped on them. Over 140 police officers were injured. We all heard the police officers who were there that day testify to what happened. One officer called it, quote, a medieval battle, and that he was more afraid that day than he was fighting the war in Iraq. They've repeatedly asked since that day, how dare anyone, diminish, belittle, or deny the hell they were put through. We saw with our own eyes, rioters menaced these halls, threatening the life of the Speaker of the House, literally erecting gallows to hang the Vice President of the United States of America. What did we not see? We didn't see a former president who had just rallied the mob to attack, sitting in the private dining room off the Oval Office in the White House, watching it all on television and doing nothing for hours. As police were assaulted, lives at risk, the nation's capital under siege.
Well, that is an absolute giant load of bull. Anyways, we are back live, and I love technology, but it has all of its bugs and all of its problems. So if you guys can aim that document cam, the overhead camera over here, I'm going to show people what was going on here. And it only seems to happen in clusters. Like, it might not happen for another year, and then this week it's been happening, as you saw earlier in the week, where the mic cut out. It's this system right here. I was talking to Ted during the break, trying to go to him and then hitting the button. And people in other parts of the building heard that you couldn't hear him, but they thought they could hear him. So I've just learned not to argue. I know when I'm off air. I just shut it down and I go off so I don't get mad. Because I'm not going to do that amateur thing here on talk radio where there's a problem and they just keep going, hello, 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 for like 5 minutes, you know, to like prank callers. Like a prank caller will call in and say, hello. Person says, hello, and you go back and forth for an hour. Just not doing it. Not happening. So we're back on air, ladies and gentlemen, and it's good to be here with you today. Had a lot to talk about there with Ted Nugent, but we're not going to be able to do that now, and that's fine. The point here is I've really been trying not to lose my temper lately. And, you know, that's just kind of how it is. And it's very, very painful to see all this going on, to see all this unfolding. And I'm just really, really going to try my best here to continue to cover all this news and all this information as best I can. But Ted Cruz coming out and saying that the people that attacked the Capitol were terrorists. Well, yes, some of the feds and Antifa and BLM and some of the Q folks that thought they were there for Trump, who were being manipulated by the deep state, who were there LARPing, live action role playing, they did go in there. A couple hundred people did attack the police, and that's wrong, and they should be charged with assaulting police. None of the police got killed or died, so they shouldn't be charged like they're murderers and kept in solitary confinement. But we know that the feds were there and ran that operation, and Dr. Darren Beatty will be on in the fourth hour today to lay this out. People are like, hey, we all know it was provocateur. We all know, Alex, why do you keep talking about it? Well, you see every channel in the country is talking about it. You see every program and every broadcast, how the new threat and the new terrorist are the Midwesterners and the Texans and the ranchers and the veterans and the farmers and the gun owners. And this is the branding for the martial law takeover. The COVID martial law is the training wheels. Then it's meant to make people that don't want to be locked down fight back, and they're going to be called terrorists. And that's in the terrorism plan of June of last year that is now the official policy of our country. I mean, imagine if Russia declared our number one threat is our own people. People say that's an authoritarian country. Or if China announced the number one threat is the people, which they've actually done. This is what dictatorships do. This is what authoritarian systems do. This is the type of system that you live under when you're in a tyranny. And I played you clips earlier, ladies and gentlemen, where they are now saying in Australia, state governors, premiers, as they're called, are they're saying you can't go outside your house if you haven't had the shot. You can't go to work. You can't do anything. I mean, this is on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being death camps. This is like a 9. And every time you get to this point, it goes to the 10. And, of course, we told you almost 2 years ago this was all going to unfold. So I'm somebody that can handle a lot. But you know why I'm at my breaking point? Most people are in a daze, and I can't seem to get through to them. And they don't deserve to die, but they are going to die because they can't get out of that comfort zone of just, it's television. We've been raised from birth looking at TVs, being spectators, and we don't know when something bad is actually happening to us. It's very, very sad. It's very, very dangerous. I've been so upset I didn't even plug yesterday. And if I don't promote products and don't sell products, we're not going to be here. And I promise not to give up, and I'm not going to give up, but I could give out. And so, first off, people need to wake up, and that means myself included. We need to get serious and get right with God. And we need to promote venues and operations and systems that tell the truth. We need to be able to really get aggressive in information. You know, Ted Nugent was saying call Congress or call your mayor or call your state house once a week. How about 5 times a day, every day? I mean, they're turning our power off. They're shutting our borders down and opening them completely. They are destroying us. They're declaring us terrorists. It's a takeover, and their whole system is based on gaslighting us and silencing us so we don't know what has hit us. But, you know, the bad news is this is all happening really quick. The good news is you're going to be dead soon, so you won't have to worry about it anymore. I mean, folks, you're going to be in the dark soon. I mean, we're talking worldwide collapse, mass death. And by the way, I don't just say that. You understand? The game's over, folks. This is a real move of planetary depopulation. This is just rolling. This is just getting started. And when they cut the power and the resources off, they're going to blame the uninjected for it. And then say, we're stopping them, we're arresting them, we're putting them in prison. And then they'll go, oh, we fixed it, there's no more pandemic, everything's fine, because we have the power to disappear and lock up whoever we want. See how that works, ladies and gentlemen? Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. I'm too angry. I may have to leave. I'm sure. I just can't do this anymore. I cannot do it anymore.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.